know you gotta be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey y'all,
I am a cool soror of.
What's up y'all? I'm a cool soror of.
Hi, I am a cool soror of.
It's the Cool Soror Podcast, hosted by me, Rashawn Ali.
Hey there, collective. How are you? I hope you have had a fantastic day so far, no matter the time of the day. And yeah, I'm really happy to be back with you on this Thursday. Well, I say back with you, I've been traveling. I had the experience to do my first press trip at the King and Prince Beach and Golf Resort out on St. Simon's Island. And for those of you who follow my Facebook page at Rashawn Ali, I have been doing more live videos, and I did two of those videos from the island. And one of the videos was talking about expanding and really reaching outside of your core circle, because your net worth equals your network and vice versa. So I talked a lot about really just asking people or inquiring about things that you've always wanted to do. And sometimes that is asking someone who you may not even know, or seeking that person out, or seeking more information out to do some things that you never imagined doing. And I did have one Facebook post yesterday that stated a year ago how I stepped out on faith and started this podcast, the Cool Soror Podcast. And because of that, I had a chance to interview my sorority sister, Leslie E. Royal, who is a travel blogger, among many other things. And she told me about press trips and how my social media following would be looked upon as something that was great for press trips. And so I got my first trip this past Sunday through Wednesday, and it was nothing short of exceptional. I learned a lot about St. Simon's Island. I learned a lot about myself and how I need to rejuvenate. And so I am encouraging you to rejuvenate. And rejuvenate, we all know what that means, to, you know, to go somewhere and get refreshed. This is not the Webster Dictionary definition, but we all know what it means. But for me, this past weekend or last 4 days gave me the opportunity to step away from my everyday life of being a multimedia personality, a wife, a mother, and really just think about something else, be engulfed in something else. And I was engulfed in the history of this island. I was meeting new and interesting people who I would have never met before had I not stepped out on faith just last year to start this podcast. But it gave me an opportunity to sit back and really clear my mind of anything that could have been deemed as a stressor, anything that would have taken away from the peace and serenity that I felt while I was on St. Simon's Island. And I am encouraging you, whatever that is for you, to rejuvenate. Sometimes you got to take a step back. You got to take a step back, because if we don't, we start going in circles, or we start having anxiety or panic attacks or anything that could cause you to, or cause your mental health to go awry. And this is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I will definitely be having some guests on to talk more about making sure all of us are mentally stable, because when we don't take the time to rejuvenate and refresh, that's the time for us to keep going in those circles, and then things can start to happen. But you got to press the reset button. Got to give a shout out to my girl Shanti Das, who I would love to have on the podcast soon once we delve more into our cool people portion of the podcast. But she has a PR company, or the name of her company is Press Reset. And you got to press reset several times in your life, or you will not go forward. So you got to rejuvenate. And rejuvenate doesn't mean taking a press trip to St. Simon's Island. That was my rejuvenation. Your rejuvenation could be going to a free yoga class. If you look up any yoga studio, many times your first class could be free. Or if you know someone at that particular yoga studio who is a member, they can bring you in for free. Go do something for free. Go to the library and sit there and read books. Pick out a subject that you've never even thought of researching and go and get some information. Escape. Books are an amazing way to escape. Podcasts are an amazing way to escape. But you got to find and you got to, you have to find a way to recenter yourself, rejuvenate so that you can be refreshed. Because if you can't do that for yourself, you cannot do that for anyone else. So how can you be the best that you can be if you are in need of a rejuvenation? So again, that can be anything. That can be anything. So take the time to find something that is outside of yourself to give yourself a peace of mind. Sherry Riley, who was on our show in February, who has the book Exponential Living, her trademark quote is, "Peace is the new success." You gotta have a peace of mind. And you can find Sherry at Sherry Riley on Instagram and Facebook, SherryRiley.com, ExponentialLiving.com to get more information on her book. But yes, peace is the new success. And if we cannot find that peace of mind, we are no good to ourselves, our family, or anyone else. So please press reset, rejuvenate, find that peace, whether it's something that you do every day, something that you say, okay, after these last 12 days that I've been working straight, I'm going to get me a hotel room downtown or get me a hotel room outside of the city where I can just have some peace and quiet and be in the room by myself. Sometimes, you know, our budget doesn't allow for that. And if anybody knows, I know that our budget sometimes does not allow for a stay at a hotel. But if we can go and spend $50 going out to eat, get yourself a massage. Add a couple more dollars onto that. Get yourself a massage. Find yourself some peaceful time just to be quiet. Learn how to meditate. There's so many different ways for us to meditate, whether it's a 1-minute meditation to a 1-hour meditation. Just find your center. Find a time for you to rejuvenate. I feel so refreshed. I feel really good. I'm so thankful in so many ways, being on that trip with people that I would have never crossed paths with, some who I may never cross paths with again. But because I stepped out on faith, one, I was able to meet some amazingly impressive people that poured into me, that were so willing to help me on my next press trip, and all these travel bloggers that really have found passion and they've found peace in what they do. Most of these people literally travel for a living and they write about what they've experienced. There was a couple there that are, they're in some other destination today after a 4-day trip of just being spoiled and learning more about life on St. Simon's Island prior to the Civil War and after the Civil War, and just all these different things, all these different experiences that have made me better because of this weekend. And I had so much introspection because I, first of all, wanted to thank my parents. Even though my dad grew up in Charleston, South Carolina, in the heart of Jim Crow times and at the height of racism, and so much that was going on during those times. I mean, some things that are going on in our times today will echo that. I mean, it almost seems like we're living in those times on certain days. You know, we're all feeling that. But I was just grateful that they weren't afraid to diversify me and my brother during our upbringing, or my brother and myself. We went to a very mixed elementary school, Fernbank Elementary, here in Atlanta. Back then it was maybe 60-40 white or 70-30 white. We were in a minority to majority program. where black students could go or minority students could go to different schools, whatever, you know, whatever the case was, why my parents chose for us to go to Fernbank. I'm very thankful because of that experience and me knowing how to be diversified, I can be in any situation around any type of person or any type of people, and I am okay. And I think that that's very important. And everybody's experience is not like my experience. And I'm not saying that that is the only way that you can be diversified, but that was the way for me. And I think that it was great for my parents to have done that. And even talked to my dad about it on the way back home to Atlanta today. And I was thankful. I told him, thank you for that. And he said, you know, that was a decision that your mother and I made. Way back, you know, in the 80s. And I'm just grateful that I, because of that experience, I just am able to, I'm better for it. I'm truly better for it. And I'm saying all that to say, you know, not only should you expand your circle, not only should you rejuvenate, but diversify. And that's kind of the same thing as expanding your surroundings and the people that are in your circle. But yeah, make sure you are stepping outside of yourself. You know, sometimes this whole comfortability thing that we have to be in, there's no growth there. There's no growth in comfort. You got to become uncomfortable so you can grow. It may have been uncomfortable for me to go on that trip. I knew nothing. I knew nothing about the industry. But guess what? After 4 days, I feel like I am a walking textbook on travel blogging and trying to book my next trip so that I can feel that type of rejuvenation. And I've always loved to write. I've always been a writer. So coupling those things together and finding a new passion for myself. You too can find a new passion for yourself if you allow yourself to expand, diversify, and definitely rejuvenate so that you can have a clear mind to be able to accept whatever it is that you want to add on to your purpose, or maybe that's your new purpose, whatever it is. Just go and find that beautiful space. And I wanted to get back in town, so I left this morning. I didn't go to the last event because I wanted to be back for my daughter's tutoring session, and she has a softball game. So I just had to be back for that because it was time for me to, the rejuvenation was over. It's time for me to step back into my everyday routine, and I wanted to definitely be back for that. So yeah, I'm sitting outside in the car while she is inside being tutored by another guest who was on the Cool Sore podcast, Ty Lewis, who I reference quite a bit in a lot of our podcasts. So you can actually see all of the work that she does, educationallyspeaking.net, for information on her. So, yes, this has been an amazing, amazing last 4 days. And when I get back in town, I talk to my business partner, AJ Joyner, and he says, Rashawn, I've looked at all the analytics. We have now crossed the threshold of 100,000 unique downloads of the Cool Sore podcast. So while this episode is about encouraging you to rejuvenate, expand, diversify, all those things that I've said, I do want to thank you. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for jumping on the movement, on this ride with us, because it was truly an idea. Like every business that you see when you are going down your main street or whatever city that you live, those buildings that you see and the names on those buildings was somebody's idea, and they decided to move forward with it. It was somebody's idea. Everything that you see around you is somebody's idea, and the idea that you have inside of you is waiting for you to take the first step. So please do that, because you just never know who's depending on you to do that. That has been a recurring theme in a lot of our episodes. Somebody is depending on you to take that first step so that you can be, or your business or whatever it is that you're doing, can be seen as people ride down the street. And then they can say, wow, that was somebody's idea that they decided to step forth and make happen. So I'm saying all that to say that is what God has allowed me to do through this podcast and the support of so many people, including yourselves, for downloading, clicking the subscribe button, and downloading these podcasts. And the reviews and the messages that I get every single day is further confirmation that we are doing the right thing. Because when lives are being changed, therein lies purpose. And I know that is truly one of mine. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing us to reach the 100,000th download, unique download of the Cool Soar podcast. And it's only going to get better. It's only going to get better, and you can help us grow. So what I need you to do is go to Facebook. I have a verified fan page. I hate saying fan page. I just don't like that word. I have a Rashawn Ali page that's not my personal page. But I'd really love for you to click the like button. And we need more likes on our Cool Soar page. We're like at 375 likes. Come on, y'all. Can you please go like the page, okay? And make sure you visit coolsoar.com as well. I am going to be talking more in depth about my trip to the King and Prince Beach and Golf Resort on St. Simon's Island in a full review coming up next week. And then I'll have the written review on our website because I'm going to start taking more of these trips and then telling you about them. It'll be called Cool Places. So as I continue to spread my wings in the cool space, I love that, spread my wings in the cool space, I'm going to be bringing you all things cool, okay? And again, speaking of cool, we do have T-shirts that are available in the sorority colors. So if you just send us an email at cool@coolsoror.com, we'll be more than happy to get you information on that. We are definitely working on having it on the site shortly, but we just want to get more pre-sales going before we put it up on the site. Okay. So again, thank you for the 100,000th unique download. And as I speak, I'm sure we have crossed that threshold. So again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Press the share button, copy the link, send it to a friend so that we can continue to grow and give you the best content ever. Okay. The best content ever. So what are we going to do today? This is your call to action. As I've just said, thank you for downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and doing all the things that you do for this podcast. I am challenging you to take some time for yourself. Yoga, meditation, the library is absolutely free. Go in there, look at a book on crocheting. I don't know, whatever it is. Go and escape. Let your mind be free of worry. Let your mind be free of stress. You have to disconnect. You have to disconnect. Rejuvenate so that you can be better for yourself and people who depend on you. Rejuvenate, rejuvenate, rejuvenate. You got this. Please challenge yourself to rejuvenate. It could be something as small as 1 minute per day where you silence everything around you, so that you can find your center. Your mental health is very, very important. It's very, very, very important. Take care of yourself. I love you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate you. I do want to take this moment to thank AJ Joyner, Latasha Ford, Jessica Johnson, Bernard Aduse, Kim Fennel, who has done some amazing work for us through AJ, and most importantly, thank God and thank you for your love and unprecedented support of this podcast. So what are we going to do? Say it with me. Rejuvenate. You might be in your car. Say it with me. Rejuvenate. You may be at your cubicle. Say it slowly and quietly. Rejuvenate. You got it. But you can only be the best you can be if you take some time to quiet your mind and disconnect. Stop ingesting all of this negativity that we see on television. There are some real things happening in our world, some very sad things that are happening in our world. But sometimes you can't carry that load and be the best that you can be. Send up prayers. do a call to action amongst friends and family in your community. But make sure you're taking care of yourself at the same time, okay? Rejuvenate. What are we going to do? Rejuvenate. What are we going to do? We are going to rejuvenate. Thank you kindly for your love, for your support. Thank you kindly for being a friend that I have never seen, but I feel your love regardless of our distance and us never having met face to face. I appreciate you, but I want you to be the very best that you can be, and you can start by rejuvenating your soul. Have an amazing day. Be great, and we'll see you on Tuesday with a full episode of the Cool Sora Podcast. Be well.